I want you to know I committed suicide. So in my dreams, I am attacked like demonic forces. Also, angelic forces help me. They protect me sometimes. And I wear the rosary because I've actually seen the rosary disappear in front of my eyes. The demon, the whoever.
What's your point?
Hates the rosary. Absolutely
hates. Yeah, I know
that. I have
to
wear it around my neck. I have to. Otherwise, it just disappears.
Okay, that's fine. But the point is that in order to receive the sacraments with benefit, you have to believe in what the church teaches.
Yes, I do.
And you just said a minute ago that you don't know where...
I don't think language is that important. You know why?
No, but
because
here's the thing.
Language has been changed throughout history. We know that.
But here's the thing. The words of consecration are different.
All right.
The meaning is different, and therefore the Mass is not valid.
But you also know that the Council of Nicaea was presided over by Constantine. He was a pagan. He only changed. He was baptized on his deathbed. Now, that council that was presided over by the Roman Emperor, he was not a Catholic at the time. I mean, do you believe that this was a legitimate council?
Right, but he didn't preside over it in terms of the religious sense. He called it and convened it. Let me finish. Let me finish, okay? One of your problems, and one of the problems with many people in the Novus Ordo, is that they think they understand when they don't.
Okay,
he convened the council because he was the secular authority who could enforce all of these bishops from different territories to come together and could organize that.
Right.
Okay,
he was not
the one overseeing the in-depth doctrinal discussions. Okay? And in fact, the Roman legates, who were the Pope's representatives, were the first two to sign the documents after the one who presided over the council, Osius, the Bishop of Cordova. Okay? And so that actually shows the primacy of the Roman pontiff. But I don't know what your point is. There was a secular authority at that time who was influential in holding the arrangement of the council together.
Well,
that doesn't mean that the council. That doesn't mean that the council had anything to do with paganism.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, he was personally a pagan. It was like Pontius Pilate gets all his...
What's your point?
The point is, I don't think the language itself... It is the sticking point.
That has your point that Constantine, okay, was an unbaptized person
right. Until
the end of his life, has nothing to do with the issue of whether the new Mass is valid. Nothing.
I believe you can have proper words of consecration in the English language.
You could. You could have valid words of consecration in the English language.
Of course you could. Because
okay, but
God
it
would. Speaks all languages.
But. The tradition of the church and the law of the church is not to say the Roman Rite in English. So it would be illicit. However, if the words of consecration were properly translated and you had them in toto,
right. And
you had a valid priest
uh-huh. Saying
them, then it could be valid, but that's not the case with the new Mass.
Well, what I think they need to do is put the altar rail back.
But listen,
is not handle the Eucharist.
Hold on. You're switching issues.
All right.
That's one of the things that people who are...
These are the sticking points for me.
Well, one of the things that people who, frankly, aren't focusing on the key points frequently fall into is that they leap from the key issues. They're sort of lost in a fog, and so when they start to hit on the issue, they get distracted. My point is that the words of consecration have been changed. They don't mean what they have to mean. Therefore, the new Mass is not valid. To go there is contrary to the teaching of the Church. The people who accept this false liturgy, such as the, quote, priest you mentioned, are not practicing or upholding the traditions of the Church. And they also hold other heresies on salvation. And so you need to focus in on these doctrinal facts.
With all my heart, I'm going there with my heart open to Jesus. I'm trying to do the right thing, all right? Now, I didn't want to get involved in all the politics as a layperson, but as a layperson, it seems that we're going to have to, all of us, because we're all brothers and sisters. We all are.
No, we're not brothers and sisters unless we share the true faith.
Right. As a true faith person.
No, but the point is that if you accept the Novus Ordo, false mass.
I was 9 years old when they changed that.
So what? It's false.
I just made it to confirmation before they changed that.
What's your point? See, this is where people get hung up.
I was baptized where they say...
Does that change the...
is out, right? And then I was confirmed in the old style, right? And then I was married to a woman with a very old priest.
What was your first name?
It was a long marriage.
What was your first name?
My question was, I thought that the language didn't matter because the Holy Spirit spoke to, you know, when Peter spoke to the people.
What's your first name?
You can call me Jimmy, right?
Jimmy, you're not listening.
Okay, I'm trying.
You're not listening. I just explained that to you.
You have to understand, I got turned away from hospitals today. I had a heart attack today, and the hospitals are so crowded that they left me in the parking lot for 3 hours. I have a stent in my right coronary artery. It's clogged, and so I'm stuck here in bed. I was doing work, painting, making things nice and clean.
Well, but your heart's pumping well now, right?
Well, I'm in bed, and I took all the medicine, and
yeah, a lot of those.
Let's not keep it in.
A lot of those medicines.
It's scary. You know what it is?
A lot of those medicines don't help if you ate better food and got exercise.
Well, that's the problem. Eating. I have no dental coverage. When I got hit by that oil truck, he break my back. He broke all my teeth out.
Wow.
So, and there's no insurance for that. They want, and if you go to a dentist, they want $800 a piece.
Let me ask you this. Do you pray the rosary each day?
Every other day.
Every other day.
I can't get to it every day. That's the truth.
You're bedridden?
Semi.
So you're sitting in bed much of the day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And yet you don't have time to pray the rosary.
I don't, because I'm half doped up from the medicine.
No, that's no excuse. You have time. You're just not doing
it. All right. I will... And rededicate my heart to this.
You should be praying the full 15-decade rosary each day.
Okay.
Do you pray the Divine Mercy?
I pray Hail Holy Queen. I don't. What is the Divine?
Okay, you don't want to know. I wasn't sure if you prayed it.
I don't know that one.
That's good. You don't want to say it. Do you pray the Luminous Mysteries?
Yes, they're printed. You know, there's three sets of them. There's one for Lenten season, there's one for his passion, and there's one for after, while we're waiting for the advocate, the Holy Spirit, right?
No, I'm talking about the mysteries of the rosary. Do you pray the joyful, the sorrowful, and the glorious mysteries, or do you also pray the luminous mysteries?
I don't pray the luminous, only the three that are listed.
Okay. Well,
what you gave me is what I pray.
All right, so you still go to the English quote mass.
What's the only thing you got?
No. Well, see, have you seen any of our DVDs?
I get money on the third. I can send you how much, whatever you want.
How did you originally come into contact with the information?
It was from the lady of 1847 of Lafayette, France, and your number was on the back, and I wanted another rosary because the other one disappeared. I mean, practically in front of my eyes, which was, every hair in my body stood up straight on end, and I wanted a scapula.
So was it a card? Was it a DVD, a card, a magazine?
Well, you guys said you'd send me a DVD, but you wound up sending me three DVDs, and you sent me some literature on Padre Pio and a couple of other magazines.
So among those DVDs, do you still have them?
Of course.
All right, now there should be a DVD there that says why the new mass and new rite of ordination are invalid.
Okay. Is that the first one?
That's one of the titles.
Let me ask you, you have a CD burner, obviously. You couldn't put, let's say, 3 and 4 on one CD is totally different than 3 and 4 on another.
Well, wait a second.
They all are valid. I mean, if you had three, four, five, and six, where people didn't have to change CDs, I mean, it would make that much of a difference. Because why don't you break the concentration?
Well, we have multiple programs on DVDs. But here's the thing, you got to listen. The video you want to watch is called Why the New Mass and New Rite of Ordination Are Invalid.
It comes from the devil, that's why.
What was that?
It comes directly from the devil.
The New Mass? But you're going to it. You need to stay home. You can't go to it.
I can't even go to it.
No. And the church teaches that there's no obligation to attend Mass if your only option is a Protestantized false service.
Oh, I can't go to a Protestant Mass. I attend church once in a while.
But here's the thing.
But only to bring an alcoholic to his alcoholic meeting. That's the only time I...
No, you can't do that. You can't attend a Protestant church for that reason. And actually, if that Protestant would pray the rosary and put away his heretical beliefs, he'd much more quickly overcome his alcoholism.
Well, he's improved.
But he's bound down by spiritual forces. He's captured by sinful tendencies.
Because I believe it's a disease that it could be hereditary. Who knows?
Jimmy.
Yes.
You need to watch the DVD, Why the New Mass and New Rite of Ordination Are Invalid.
You're going to turn me into a brother. You know that, don't you?
Well, I hope that you embrace the traditional faith first.
I try with all my heart.
But
with
if you watch that DVD, you'll see the reasons why it's not valid.
Okay.
How they've changed the words of consecration, what the church teaches about the words
why
of consecration.
Why did they move the candle from the Holy Spirit's candle from like the center of the church all the way up to the side? Now, in St. Gabriel's, it's the closest to the center I've seen in a long time. But it's still not the center. There's no chair there. So.
Well, there are many changes, but the bottom line is that the entire service is false and must be avoided. And you will not save your soul if you continue to go there. So here are the simple things you need to do.
Okay.
You need to start praying the rosary each day, the full rosary. You need to stop going to the new Mass. You need to look at the other material.
What about the saving Eucharist? How do I get a saving Eucharist?
Jesus teaches that it's necessary to receive the Eucharist for salvation,
right,
for all who hear the command and can fulfill it.
Okay.
All right, it's not absolutely necessary in the sense of water baptism, that no man could possibly under any circumstances and without any exception be saved without it. It's generally necessary, but in this situation, and there are some options for some people.
It's a wonderful tool to keep the devil away.
It is extremely important, and that's why we emphasize that if there is a priest who meets the criteria, you should take advantage of it. But the bottom line is, before you would even consider the options in your area, you would have to become convinced on the issues.
Okay.
Because in order to receive communion to your salvation, you have to believe correctly. And so you didn't let me finish what you have to do. Pray the rosary each day. Stop going to the new Mass.
Okay.
And then you need to look over the other material and familiarize yourself with what has happened to the church since Vatican II.
Okay.
And how Benedict XVI, the man currently claiming to be pope, is actually not a pope.
He's the last one, too. Because if he's the seventh and EU is the eighth, they all go into destruction. And he only lasts a short time, so his time has already been short. I mean, he can't last as long as Pope John Paul II, which was...
Anti-Pope.
They're all anti-Popes since the treaty.
Right.
29.
Well, no, since John the 23rd.
Well, he was a Masonic.
Yeah, the treaty since 29 signifies the new political state in Rome, and that's how we believe the fulfillment of Apocalypse 17.
Cardinal Siri with death or whatever they threatened him with when he was elected, and for 5 minutes white smoke burned, and then black.
Yeah.
So what they did was they changed the rules of the conclave, and then John the 22nd came out as Pope, but Cardinal Siri was bound by secret.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we cover that stuff in the videos. And so what you need to understand that the 29 reference is what we think is the fulfillment of Apocalypse 17. It doesn't mean that every claimant since 29 was an antipope. The ones who were antipopes were starting with John the 23rd. And so you seem somewhat familiar with the fact that the post-Vatican II claimants are antipopes. When you become fully convinced on that, and that you will never attend the new mass again, then we can help you with where to make a confession.
Okay.
Do you have internet access?
I'm not working. No, I don't. I lost my ISP.
Now, with that package that you received, did you get two large books?
No.
Oh, you ordered the smaller package. Okay, well...
And I only get my disability check on the 3rd, so I can pay you some money then.
Well, here's what you should do.
The whole thing is, I got to get these teeth out, otherwise I'll die. They're all infected, and it's clogging my heart, okay? So...
Well, you need to stop going to the new mass, and then you would need to confess all mortal sins that might have been confessed.
My sins bound from earth to the heavens.
Well, what you do is, that's why you need to prepare yourself for confession. Pray for the grace to make a good confession. This is once you're convinced and you stop attending the new mass. And you would want to go to a priest who is ordained.
And I feel like I lived a good life.
But you got to listen. They changed the rite of ordination.
Right, which is you guys. That's why you're still a brother instead of a priest.
No, the rite of ordination is for ordaining men to the priesthood. I'm not a priest.
Let me ask you a question. If the rite of ordination was the right way, the way it should be,
okay,
would you become a priest?
If there were a bishop that we
considered... No, I'm just saying, if there were all the requirements...
If there were a bishop we considered fully Catholic and trustworthy, it would be something to consider.
Okay.
But not necessarily. It would...
You can get the job done.
But it's irrelevant because...
And what order of brother are you in? Franciscan or Jesuit or...
Benedictine.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. They changed the rite of ordination. And so the priests who were ordained before 68 were ordained in the traditional rite. But the priests who were ordained after that time... In the diocesan structure.
It's hard to find a priest before because they're all getting old.
You're in the Bronx?
Yeah, I'm in Riverdale. They like to call it Riverdale. That way it separates from...
There are priests who were ordained before 68 there.
Yes, I think there's one still.
But again, you shouldn't go to confession until you stop going to the new mass. So
I'll go to the rectory and I'll talk to him because the pastor himself is kind of on a sabbatical, okay? So he's kind of in charge.
Well,
and maybe I can get 10 minutes of his time.
Well, here's the thing. You need to stop going to the new mass and look at that material. When you're convinced, then you can contact us and we can help you further with...
Yeah.
All right?
So, because hey, listen. I committed suicide. I know what the fires of hell are like. I've seen them, okay? I've also seen, really, what our bodies look like in heaven, okay? I seen these things.
Well,
nobody can tell me I didn't. I seen them. And
your point?
I came awake in an emergency room with all the gadgets and...
Okay, what's your point?
The point is, it's for real.
Yeah, I know it's for real.
People that say, shake their head, oh, it's all hokum, smokum, baloney.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know that.
You know what? I'm sorry that you're going to burn in hell, and it's not just for a day or a week.
Well, here's the thing, Jim, that if you continue to go to the new mass and you don't focus in on what I'm saying about what you need to do, you will burn in hell.
Well, I don't want to burn in hell.
Okay, so that's what you need to stop focusing on this irrelevant stuff and zero in on what the church teaches and what you have to do. So... That's what you need to do, and when you're convinced, you can give us a call back, and we'll help you with where to make a confession. All right?
Okay.
All right, Jim.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.